Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, on July 22nd, there was a very interesting article, column in the, it's actually, they call it a commentary. and the title of it is Ill Democratic Omens in Education Poll. Now, I did not know this, that in 2017, the Gallup poll showed that the Democrats on the subject of education had a 19-point advantage over Republicans.
In 2017.
I had no idea.
To me, that seems bizarre. Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah, and Gallup is a legitimate, sometimes they get it wrong, but they are a legitimate polling organization.
Yeah.
And so now what they're finding is that in battleground states, they found that 39% of respondents have more confidence in Republicans to deal with education than Democrats. Democrats are 38. So essentially, it's a toss-up. But here's what's interesting. Here's what's very interesting, and that is that voters are also substantially likelier to have a great deal or fair amount of confidence in parents' organizations at 56%, school teachers at 62%, and teachers' unions at only 44%. Now, it found that Republicans are ahead in battleground states. In battleground states, it found that Republicans are ahead by 3 points, 47 to 44. But they're ahead by 9 points with parents, and they're ahead by 10 points with minority voters. And
interesting.
Yes, very interesting. And let me talk a little bit about polling and about subjects and about how people care. if you were a candidate, Michael, and you were running for office and you didn't care at all about the question of gun control, you didn't care about it, but you wanted to choose the right position to take politically. And the polls showed that 55%, and this is the only information you were given, 55% were for gun control, and 45% were against gun control. 45% were for it. 55% were for gun control, 45% against it. Which one would you take as the politician running without a dog in the fight? If you didn't think much about it, you would pick the 55% and you would be wrong. Because what you have to measure, in addition to just the polling, is the intensity. And so for most of the 45%, gun control, freedom to bear arms, is so important that if you are against that, then on that single issue, you will lose that vote. Doesn't matter about all the others. My sense of it is in education, especially in these battleground states where it's being made such a big issue, that even though the polls are 47-44, the 47% of Republicans who want school choice and vouchers and the candidates who are running on school choice and vouchers and opposing the government-run schools like Terry McAuliffe did in Virginia, what you're going to find is that the politicians who are on the 47% side, it's much more than just 3 points. It's probably in the 10 to 15-point range, and I think it'll mean a lot in November.
And that's our commentary for today, Monday, July 25th.